You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Well, it is our number two. You might have heard of what happened last night.
Oh, Williamson, a rejection. What a block by Zion Williamson. Another miss layup. Langford rejected by Williamson.
Is that playing?
Whoa, Williamson.
That foul, by the way, on Cato was his fourth.
Zion Williamson spikes it.
That, and you see why everyone's so excited.
Williamson to steal. Oh, my goodness.
Exactly. Zion Williamson could be New Orleans bound. I say could be because you got national folks like you-know-who, Colin Cowherd. You know what he's doing, right?
Something this morning that is going to upset lots of people. But actually, everybody wins. Zion Williamson has not been drafted yet. He does not have an agent. There's a reason for it. He can go back to Duke. I would not suggest that, but I have a plan. If I'm Zion Williamson, I do not go to New Orleans. I have not been drafted yet. I can take my name out of the draft. Oh, this has happened multiple times. I'll give you an example coming up. I would call the Pelicans and say, I'm taking my name out of the draft, so trade me. If they do not elect to do that, takes his name out of the draft, he's the number one pick next year, he calls Greg Popovich and says, can I play for the national team for a year? This happened in hockey. Eric Lindros was Zion.
Okay, I'm done. I don't even know.
He's going to go.
Let me tell you something.
He's going to start going to the Eli Manning, the John Elway, blah, blah, blah.
You know what?
He's an idiot.
Enough already.
Idiot.
This was the same clown, and all these national clowns are the same clowns that were trying to tell everybody, including Zion, don't ever play again when a shoe blew out. Remember?
And what did he
You're
do?
You're going to get hurt. And what did he tell them? I want to play. I don't want to let my teammates down. He wants to play basketball. This is the problem. I played it for a reason. Because, yes, there's a lot of excitement around here. Nationally, this is the garbage that's going on right now. Get him here. Once he'll be here, he'll see what the culture's like. He'll see what New Orleans is. It'll be fine. He's got to get here. And I mean that. I don't think he's leaving. My point is, until then, they've got these clowns, and it's popping up on his timeline. All these other things are popping up on his timeline. Pelicans are going to ruin another star. It's three different situations. When CP left, that AD wants to leave, and Zion coming here. Three completely different situations all the way around.
Bill Simmons said the same thing that he erased a tweet last night that
right.
he should sit out or ask for a trade like Eli Manning.
It's exactly.
ridiculous, man.
Yeah.
I don't understand the national media. I'm not going to say all. The national media hate for small market teams.
Yeah.
Why does everyone have to play in Boston, L.A., or New York?
I
don't understand.
He's Mr. L.A. Unless it's L.A. and New York, nothing matters. He
clown.
Said that before, but that has come out of Colin Collins.
There's a lot of clown shows, man.
Rafael Esparza, we call him Mr. Vegas. He normally joins us on Fridays. He gives us a bunch of odds. He's going to give us now the odds for the Pelicans with one move that took place yesterday. Rafael, thanks for joining us this afternoon. How are you?
Pretty good. I thought I was going to be talking PGA all day doing the media circuits, but thank you to the Pelicans and Zion. Now I don't have to talk about that much about golf. So it's actually a good day for me.
Look, here's the thing, and I get it, because look, he's talking about it, Coward, and underneath his, you know, his face, there's a little, you know, Chiron generated, a little graphic that says report. Zion was hoping that the Knicks won the lottery. Here's the beauty of it. Even Screamin' A said this morning, there were multiple reports yesterday that if the Knicks did win it, they were going to trade him to get Anthony Davis. He was never going to be a Knick. So that's why I played it, and that's why, Rafael, I'm telling people to relax here, because he was never going to be a Knick. They were going to trade him. So when you look at it now, he's going to be a Pelican unless he goes to Duke. I don't get any idea that that's going to happen. How did it change the odds when it comes to the postseason or more for the Pelicans?
I mean, it went from posting up, we were going to post these odds up sometime during the NBA Finals. We were going to put Pelicans 300-1. Probably we were going back and forth 500-1, 300-1, pending on who. Because I'm not going to lie, I've talked to you on the show. I thought they were going to get anywhere between a 6th or 7th pick. We and you had this discussion. I didn't think they were going to be top four, but we bumped them up to 25-1. That's where we posted, and they're 25-1. We put we already put odds. Will Anthony Davis play game one in a Pelicans jersey? For me, like I said, I was supposed to do a whole bunch of John Daly crazy PGA prep. Thank you, the NBA lottery and the NBA guys for changing my outcome of what I had to do today.
Sharif, you saw, at the odds around that you've been seeing as well, we've been talking about it.
Yeah. I mean, those are some strong odds.
25-1 from 300 to possibly 500-1. Would you say the word seismic? That's a seismic shift?
Well, think about it. We made these odds thinking, and I told you this morning, there's no way Anthony Davis goes to Boston now. Boston, there was two big losers yesterday in the draft. The Boston Celtics and every NBA team that wants to tank now. Those are the two biggest losers and yesterday. And I think the only places Anthony Davis goes now is L.A. and their garbage and the New York Knicks and those draft picks. I mean, that's the only – there's no – if you're the Pelicans, the Celtics have nothing. You have better packages now that the Knicks can give you because now you can get Zion's best friend to come play with you and wear two Duke jerseys underneath your Pelican jerseys and have a phenomenal season because you have young guys and you can probably get some good veteran talent off the free agent market to gel with these young guys. Plus you have a shooting guard that's already on your team that can gel these youngsters. We didn't make them 25-1 just because of Zion. We made them 25-1 because I think that's a whole new Pelicans roster is coming, not just one guy. Believe me, when I'm hearing all day today, you're going to have a brand new Pelicans team. And I don't think Anthony Davis is on that team. We were talking about it yesterday. My gut feeling yesterday when it happened, ooh, number one pick, maybe he'll stay. If you're the Pelicans, let him. You have another Anthony Davis face. You don't need his face anymore or his eyebrow. Ship him off. You have a guy that can probably change the culture of a Pelican. You have a guy, once Drew Brees retires, that could be the face of this city in Zion Williams. I say get as much aspects, get draft picks as galore off of an injury-prone Anthony Davis who has sore back, sore knees, sore hands, sore wrists. He's the operation game of the NBA. It used to be Derrick Rose. Now it's Anthony Davis. Get as much as you can for him.
As much as I like the Knicks trade, I think the Celtics have a lot to offer, Raphael. They have the Tatum, they have the Brown, the Smart, the draft picks. Now, I'm probably not going to give them all those draft picks and all those players, but as long as it's Tatum and Smart or Brown with a couple of those picks, I mean, I like that personally the most because that gives you some young, super young veterans to compete.
But can you offer that, Sharif, if Kyrie Irving goes?
They need a star. You just can't have the Boston Celtics without a star.
Without a star to make the Eastern Conference Finals.
With Anthony Davis and maybe one of those players in Gordon Hayward, they're solid.
I think you attack the blood in the water with the Knicks because they're probably going to be willing to give up the most amount for Anthony Davis because
especially since they didn't win the lottery. Yeah.
With all the panic, they got the top three pick. So I think there's a little bit of panic, so they might get something done more than they really should.
Raphael, what are you hearing?
From my sources, for two phone calls I made this morning from the Boston area, that I think Tatum's off the board now. Now with that draft pick and having a horrible night, I think they need him. I think they know Kyrie's probably gone. I think they need Tatum. I don't think Tatum and AD would be a lot better on a Celtic green jersey than if you just traded him. And then why would you, if you're Anthony Davis, why would you want to go there if you already know Kyrie's not going to be there? Now you have a young group. You have a better team if you just stayed in the Pelicans than going to the Celtics. What I'm hearing is Tatum's probably off the board now. And I think that's why the Pelicans, I think, can get a better offer from the Knicks. The Knicks are now in desperate mode. They didn't get the number one pick. I still don't think they were going to trade Zion Williams. I don't care what's screaming A. I don't care what the New York media is saying. There's no way they're trading Zion Williams for Anthony Davis. I think he was going to stay on Knicks. But I think the Knicks will probably give him shares of the MSG. As much desperation there is in New York right now.
I agree.
I don't want that.
I'm telling you, I think the Knicks make so much sense. Raphael, if you do go Knicks and you get that third pick, assuming Memphis goes to Ja Morant. Now, again, they have Conley, but you can move him. There's some other teams that could want a point guard. Speculation that Phoenix, what this morning I saw on First Take, on GetUp, would be a perfect fit on a draft day trade. Send Conley to Phoenix or something like that. Who is three? Is it unequivocally R.J. Barrett?
Oh, yeah, it's got to be him. I mean, just think about it. I mean, before the Zion papers came out, before he even signed with Duke, it was all about Barrett. He was the number one recruiting high school guy. I mean, he plays defense. He's long. He reminds me of a left-handed Scottie Pippen back in high school days. I mean, he can play great defense because he has long arms. He was the main guy until Zion probably overshadowed him. I think you have a great athlete in R.J. Barrett. And what if, I mean, we're still talking about kids who've never played in the NBA. What if R.J. Barrett has a better NBA career than Zion Williams? No disrespect to Zion Williams or R.J., but these guys have not played in the league. I remember thinking, wow, the Bulls missed out on Sam Bowie. I loved Sam Bowie when he was in college. I thought he was going to be a great athlete. And look what happened to him. We're still talking about guys who have not played in the league. So I still think I have R.J. Barrett as the second best a player in the draft. I had Zion 1, I had Barrett 2, and then I had Morant 3.
All right. Well, I is funny watching a lot of the national shows today that the league lose out by Zion not going to New York and all this other stuff. It's incredible to me, you know, when you think about it. Bottom line is this, Rafael, and you'd agree with me. A guy with that kind of talent, and now you got a guy that's a respected basketball mind and person that knows what he's doing in David Griffin. The league's going to market this guy regardless. You're going to see an uptick in games that are going to be televised, right, Sharif?
Oh, yeah.
TNT, ESPN. Zion's going to be – the league's going to be just fine wherever Zion was going to go. And, you know, again, it is what it is. When you get the report, Zion wanted to go to New York and all this other stuff, yeah. How much of that was what his people wanted to do and all of that? I do think at the end of the day – once he gets to wherever it is, and I don't think it would have been just New Orleans. If Memphis would have won, if these other ones, you know, you still probably would have gotten he wanted to go to New York. I don't think it's specific only because New Orleans got it. Would you agree with me on that?
I agree. Oh, 100%.
I agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree. And if Zion can fix maybe the Stewart Waldron board, I mean, he can be the mayor. I mean, this guy could probably do whatever he wants his first week he gets here. This is a game changer. This is a franchise changer. That's why I say get rid of Anthony Davis. Get as much as you want. Because this guy could be the face of the city, just like Drew Brees is the face of the city right now. Drew Brees ain't playing forever. He's got 2 years, maybe three at the max. Once he leaves, Zion can be the man in the city if he plays like we all think he can play. This is a franchise change. Now New Orleans doesn't have to worry about, okay, we're not selling a team, we're removing. Zion can change that culture. You guys can have a playoff team for a very long time. Pelicans ain't going nowhere, and you have a face of a league. Not a face of a franchise, a face of the league.
Yeah, I agree. Rafael Esparza at VSI Doc Sports, the way to follow on Twitter. We'll talk a lot more on Friday. I promise I'll ask you PGA stuff, even though we'll be in the second round.
I hope not, but thank you.
Oh, that's fine. We don't have to. I'm good. Does Tiger win? Does Tiger win?
Mm-mm. No. Too much distractions on that murder case with his restaurant.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Zion wins.
Yeah, exactly. Zion wins. There you go. That's what it works. Thank you, Ralph.
Sergio Garcia wins. That's my PGA championship. Go Spaniards.
There you go. Rafael Esparza. Thank you, man. Appreciate it, buddy.
Take it easy, guys.
800-998-1003. So that's one national show. And yes, first things first on Fox Sports 1, they're getting their take, what they had to say. It's incredible, isn't it, Sharif? Everyone trying to take the joy out of New Orleans winning the lottery.
Man, this city deserves it after the Nola no call.
Again, look, here's the thing that bothers me about all of this. And I don't blame it. Like, you realize how many people are in Zion's ear right now? Before last night, how many people are trying to make money off of Zion Williamson?
I'm just hoping Coach K talks to him.
Again,
that's the guy who needs to talk to him the most.
Look, I think once he gets here, there's enough guys in and around. And again, June 20th is the draft.
Mm-hmm.
June 21st. If you're listening out there, you know any of these guys personally. Cam Jordan.
Huge Pelicans fan.
Michael Thomas. Drew Holiday. Because they'll probably, I don't know, they may fly him that night. He's the first pick. We may see him that night on Thursday. We'll see him likely on Friday.
Yeah, I doubt on Thursday.
My point is Friday night, clear up your schedules, gentlemen. Have Alvin Kamara, Michael Thomas, Cam Jordan, if Drew's in town, I think he shows up close to more to training camp. But my point is, take him to dinner. Tell him what it can be like. You'll be just fine. Because last I checked, Kamara, Thomas, Jordan, they're about to get some paydays. They've won championships here. You're fine. You're fine. But he's just got to get here.
You get both organizations just to go out to dinner.
Yeah, like I said, it's just you got to get here. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
It's time to have fun, so come on in. Come on in and win. It's magic.
Cash Magic.
Come and feel the magic.
Cash Magic.
Where winners play both night and day. Cash Magic.
Video poker players know there's a difference at Cash Magic, a big difference. At your local Cash Magic casino, you'll have fun playing the newest games while enjoying our fast and friendly VIP service.
Cash Magic casinos always have the newest games.
The service is just great.
It's a very friendly place. They really do make you feel like a VIP.
Come have some fun. Let us make you a VIP with our fast and friendly service. It's the Cash Magic difference. Video poker at its best. Come feel the magic today at one of our 7 Cash Magic casinos in Southeast Louisiana. Louisiana's favorite place to play video poker, Cash Magic.
You'll always be a VIP, Cash Magic.
Must be 21 or older. Valid ID required. Gambling problem? 877-770-STOP.
Homa Credit can help with those unexpected needs for cash when you least expect it, or for home improvements or anything else you need. They have loans $300 and up. They offer fast, friendly service and payments to fit your budget. Plus, they even accept phone applications. The folks at Homa Credit have up to 30 years' experience, and they're locally owned and operated. Call 223-1085 or look them up on Facebook.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops. Your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less. Only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
As a leader in sanitation for the oil and gas industry, Joe's Septic Contractors caters to all field clients offering vacuum truck service for the offshore tanks, vessels, or treatment plants containing sewage or gray water. Joe's Septic Contractors offers state-of-the-art offshore portable toilets with cages and certified safety slings. Call Joe's Septic Contractors today at 985-632-5592 or visit our website at www.joeseptic.com.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill.
Turn it up. I'm not going to take it anymore. I'm tired of all these national clowns trying to rain on our parade. It's a beautiful day outside, Sharif. Hi, Shaq, Channel 6 Deportes.
We're also celebrating because officially out of school.
Not a single person is celebrating that. Not a single one. Ben and Harvey, thanks for calling the Sports Hangover. What you got, man?
What is this? I'm hearing that there may be a rumor floating around that the Lakers may be trading LeBron, and the Sixers are kind of getting some sign and trades in place, you know, and, you know, whispering Ben Simmons out there that, you know, maybe they want to trade Simmons and some draft picks and some lower level players to L.A. for LeBron.
Yeah.
Is there any validity to that? I mean, I'd be more than willing to let AD get there in L.A., and there's no LeBron. So, like, here you go, buddy. Here's what you wanted. Now, you know.
Go enjoy your time there. Ben, I saw that over the weekend. And look, it's, to me, and earlier this week, gosh, it's Wednesday already. Sharif and Ben, feel free to chime in on this. If Ben Simmons was traded over there, who's shooting for the Lakers? Between Ball and Ben Simmons, you would literally have zero field goals from your guards.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
He had more turnovers than made field goals, Ben Simmons, in the series. I mean, it's incredible.
That ain't happening.
No.
And it's a clutch-on-clutch trade.
Yeah.
It's not happening. LeBron's there to retire in afterlife. He's not leaving L.A.
I would have thought what would have been in plays if the Knicks would have won the lottery. I think Jeannie Buss would have made a phone call.
They would have said no.
Well, in the end, LeBron has a lot of power, but in the end, it's not LeBron's decision. It's Jeannie Buss's decision.
Exactly.
And if Jeannie Buss just says, okay, this isn't working, then, you know, it's LeBron. I mean, I know he's the golden boy of the league, but you can send him packing. I mean, he's got, what, 3-4 years left, you know? I mean, you know, at a high level.
I could be wrong on this. And Sharif, chime in if you like. And Ben, I think the clout that LeBron has is on the downhill. Yeah. I don't think it's as much as it was. You just look at the last 2 to 3 free agents periods. No one's flocking. If anything, Kyrie left.
See what you did there.
I mean, I just, you know, you like that? Yeah. I mean, you just don't see it. You don't see people desperately trying to, I mean, you saw this coaching search? People turn them down because they know what's going. I think it's not where it was or really what people made it out to be. I just never got that sense and feel. Look, Paul George had it. You heard that he was going back to L.A. He could have been a Laker with LeBron. He chose to re-sign in OKC. I think that was a huge tell there. Kawhi, everyone has him in the Clippers if he's going to leave, not the Lakers. I mean, it's just you can go down the list. Durant wants nothing to do with LeBron. I mean, he wants his own thing if he goes to New York, you know?
I think it has a lot to do how he rubs players the wrong way. He might be able to make that work with, like, first, second-year players.
Right.
But guys like Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, they're not there to be micromanaged by LeBron. He does a lot of micromanaging. It rubs people the wrong way. Like you said, that's why no one wants to coach there. No one wants to go to L.A. and play there. If they're going to L.A., they're going to the Clippers because Doc Rivers is a good coach, and look what he did with the team this season. So it's not L.A. I just think he doesn't mesh well with veteran players. They just don't like the way he does things.
Ben?
So let's look at another scenario. I mean, obviously, you know, the Knicks have said we're going to make hard runs at Durant and Kyrie. Durant is pretty much a package deal. You know, he's done. He's going. Kyrie, you know, on the fence. But do you think that New Orleans trades AD to the Knicks for that number 3 pick, and then we have a chance of having Morant and Williams on the floor, Andrew?
I think the Knicks are absolutely in play for a trade. I absolutely do. I mean, it makes sense to me. I know you and I are going to discuss this a little bit about Drew. We can ask Aaron Hartigan here, bottom of the hour as well, if that means anything. And I just tweeted again, one of the first people to reach out to coach was Shamit Dua, also, you know, tweeted as well, as Griffin, the quote from Griffin. We've heard from several guys on the team who are excited. Drew, chief among them. He reached out to both coach and I personally. If Drew Holiday wants to be here and you got some of those young guys, I think that's what makes sense to me.
He's the most important piece.
They have to sit Zion down and just ask him, look, are you ready to be the face of this franchise and possibly this city? It, you know, it's a lot to ask a young man.
Which is why Drew Holiday is important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need to pump him up. You need to basically say, you know, we want to know that you're in this for the long haul, that you're not a 4-year rental, and then you're going to bounce. You know, are you ready to give it your all and be the face of the franchise?
Well, but here's the thing.
It just pumps up his ego.
It's a lot longer than that. It's, you know, 6-7 years. I mean, that you're going to get it. I mean, here's the other thing that you think of, too, Ben, is that it's good. I know it's hard, and I know that's the problem right now nationally. Everyone's looking at the past. It's all you can judge on, but I have a feeling that at least the decisions that will be made are of basketball soundness and of mind, if that makes sense, with David Griffin involved. The ownership has invested more than they've ever had just by either making that move or promising what they're going to do. Those are things that have never been done since they moved here from Charlotte, quite honestly. You had, you know, the first ownership group, it was split with two guys, and one guy bought them out. Then he wound up losing out of it and selling it to the NBA. You haven't had consistency. You haven't had a foundation. And having Gail Benson say at the owners' meetings that the Saints and the Pelicans were two franchises that she was going to make sure stay here long after her, I think, again, separates the departure of Chris Paul and the departure of Anthony Davis.
Well, and I mean, I'm glad that Dell Demps is out at the helm because he already got the number one pick by now.
I mean, Ben, yes. I can't even think. Like, the thought process that that would still be, yeah, exactly. No, I hear you, Ben. So, I'm excited, man. What would you do as we let you go here? What would you do next? Who do you trade? Do you trade Anthony Davis to try to get him back? If you trade him, to which team?
I would definitely keep Boston in play. See if you can get a Brown or see if you can get a Tatum, even though they may be off the board. Definitely dangle him out to the Knicks. You know, see if the Knicks want to part with that number three pick. I would take the Grizzlies out of play. They, you know, you may want to send them to Memphis to play alongside Conley. See if you get the number two pick. You know, that way you can bring in a Barrett and he can play with a familiar. Zion can play with a familiar face. You know, or you can bring in a Morant, but. It's going to be really interesting to see when Griffin meets with AD and Rich Paul in a week or so when they walk in with the ammo of the number one pick. You know, the trade, AD said he still wants a trade. So let him go. You can't convince him to stay, especially with the number one pick. So get the most value out of him. Get that Tatum. You know, get that number three pick from the Knicks. You know, it would be a dream. Him and Durant are kind of tight. So, you know, him and Durant playing together wouldn't really be a bad deal. I mean, it's a one-off from LeBron as far as AD's considered. I mean, they were really hitting each other up on Instagram when Durant won the MVP. Send him to the Knicks, get that high draft pick, see if you can get a couple of building blocks. And, you know, it's pretty much scorched earth policy. Start over, make Zion the face of the franchise, and build around him.
Yep, and I think the difference, too, here is especially when AD got here, he didn't have that veteran presence. I think that's where Jrue Holiday, thanks, Ben, for the phone call, Sharif, really fits in, a guy that took the team under and on his shoulders after AD's announcement. I mean, he said, it's my team. You had teammates in the locker room say, it's Drew's team. And Drew says, this is what he called us together, and this is what we need to do. Drew took over, and I think that's perfect for Zion Williamson. You just go be you, because he's going to get the attention. He'll get the smiles. You go be you. You just listen to Drew, and that's fine. I think that helps. Have him find who he is while he's learning the league and everything, because he's a 19-year-old man. And I think it's something AD didn't have. When he was here, they thought Eric Gordon. You know, they did their best to make it seem like it was Gordon's team. And all. Again, it was just run. It's just going to be run differently, folks. I don't know how else to really say that. I get it. They got to earn your trust. But it starts with people. Right people that make the right decisions.
I think you hit it on the head there. Jrue Holiday saying, this is my team.
He reached out yesterday. He didn't say, whoa, I don't want all this young guys.
How long have you been waiting for somebody to step up and be that alpha on the team? They didn't have that for years.
He wants it. He said in this final press conference of the season, he wants to be involved in decision making. That doesn't... And look, you know. If you and I know and speculate and talk about it, he knows. He knows, okay, well, you trade for young assets, you get a lottery pick. I mean, he knows what the future of the franchise is. He's not in the cloud where he sits there and goes, we're going to be a veteran team that can compete next year. He thinks we can if you do it right, but he knows. So to have him say, I want to be here, I want to help make decisions, he understands it's going to be a mix. The right, to your point, young vets with some youth that has some skill, and then let me lead it. I think that's what he wants.
That David Griffin soundbite after they got the number one pick. The right type of players here.
Yeah.
That's one of the right type of players you need.
Exactly right. That's Sharif Eishak. I'm Gus Kattengill. Trey has even walked in studio. It's an open door today. Everybody wants to give his take or her take because Erin Hartigan's next from Fox Sports New Orleans. You want to talk about somebody who needs a pat on the back. Imagine doing pregame, halftime, and postgame for all home and road games on TV.
Love her and Nancy together. They're
no,
awesome.
I know, but they've had to.
Oh yeah, endure some ugliness.
They've
man.
Had to go. He did what? I mean, just imagine what January after that was like. Let's talk to her about it. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
The 2019 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series is underway, and you can get caught up on the latest information for this week's race on Fridays right here, ESPN New Orleans. And it's all sponsored by Rogers Parts, locally owned, nationally known. Rogers Parts has been serving the local area for over 50 years. Get the expert analysis and latest news of this week's NASCAR racing event all throughout the season, every Friday on ESPN New Orleans, 100.3 FM. Have a know-how.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Medications can be scary sometimes, but necessary for our health and well-being. Lady of the Sea Community Pharmacy's staff are trained in finding you the lowest cost available on your medications. Stop by with your prescriptions or medicine bottles and let one of us review your options. Patients who take their medications as prescribed have better health outcomes. Stop by one of our pharmacies today, located in Rouse's Supermarket on Highway 3235 in La Rose, or at Lady of the Sea Medical Clinic in Cutoff. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
Pros know doing it right means knowing where to find everything you need for the job in one stop, so you're spending more time on the job than away from it. Lowe's does it right by having what you need in stock and in the right quantities for any size job, like 250-foot and 1,000-foot rolls of Southwire Romex Simple 12-2 and 14-2 wire. Plus, get the electrical boxes, switches, dimmers, and conduit you need to complete the job. Load up today and every day. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's.
Dear VetTix, it was nice to spend the night with my daughter and other veterans. It's so humbling to attend an event when you feel appreciated.
I had a wonderful time with my family. Thank you for the memories, VetTix.
Dear VetTix, thank you for a great experience and for your support of the military and veterans.
Thank you so much, VetTix. Our family has gone through a lot the last few years, and this gave us a nice break.
Every empty seat at a concert, game, or special event is a missed opportunity to say thank you to a veteran or a service member. By giving your extra tickets to VetTix, you'll help America's heroes reduce stress, strengthen family bonds, and create a truly happy memory that will last a lifetime. So when you really want to say thank you for your service, give the experience. Give the memory. VetTix. Give something to those who gave. For more information on how you can make a difference, go to vettix.org.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Obviously, Pelicans fans, congratulations. I know you celebrated, had a great time. All the celebratory videos have been fantastic. Sharif, you and I during the break said it. If there's a person in our industry that also should be celebrating, it's Aaron Hartigan at I'm Aaron Hartigan on Twitter. Fox Sports New Orleans does Pelicans Live. That's pregame, halftime, and postgame. Aaron, you had to sit through a season of seasons. Go ahead and gloat and have fun. You're getting Zion Williamson to talk about in pregame, halftime, and postgame.
Karma, baby. Karma, isn't it a beautiful thing? What you put out, you get back, huh? Hey, listen, remind me so I know I'm not dreaming. What just happened?
Yeah.
Like, I am literally floating right now. What just happened, Gus? This is, I will tell you this, I just looked Orange Theory because I have a bachelorette party this weekend and I'm trying to get a summer bod in, like, 2 days' time. But I had a little extra added motivation today. It was also Endurance Day, so I don't know if that played a part, but I hit a career high in flat points for those out there that are familiar with Orange Theory. So we need more sweet stakes winnings at this rate. If I'm going to be going like this, man.
There you go. Well, you're a workout guru, Sharif. Is that good? Splat points?
I have no idea what Aaron's talking about. I've never done Orange Theory.
It sounds good. It sounds painful is what it sounds like, you know, having to get all of those different steps so you get in there. You know, Aaron, look, we've had a lot of phone calls telling us what it was like. People saying they'll remember what it was like. The winning combination, 7-4, 12-13. We didn't see that. We saw Gentry's reaction. Bleep, yeah. What was your reaction?
Okay, don't make fun of me, but I have so many weddings this season. Not mine, of course, but I have so many friends' weddings this season. I was actually in the middle of a mall bridal shopping with my friend, watching on the ESPN app, and I hate giving them a little promotion, but thank God they have the Watch ESPN app now. Right. I'm able to walk and watch this as something. Gus, I'm kidding you not. There were children around, and I'm trying not to curse, but I'm also at the same time, like, this isn't happening.
Like, I think I just, like, I just accept that, like, good things don't happen to us. And so I refuse to believe it for so long. But I'm freaking out in the middle of a mall with a bunch of people who could care less. And it killed me. Because, again, I'm in Dallas. And so, you know, I'm not getting the same sort of vibe around me that I'm sure you guys were.
No, you're the crazy woman in the middle of the mall. That's exactly. Here you would have been completely normal. Over there, like, mommy, why is she screaming?
I'm bridal shopping, trying to, like, get as many high fives as I can, like Alvin was, and I'm just taking them from anyone that'll give them to me, even if they have no idea what's going on or why I'm celebrating. But you know what? It's one of those moments, Seth, where, like, you're going to look back and, like, you're going to talk, like, remember when or where were you when, right? So I got to know where. So you were mid-bath time with the kiddos, right?
Well, that was after. I was celebrating after I had to go back to daddy duty. No, I was outside. I watched Air Force One fly over, joined the intern's FaceTime, and he goes, get inside. That was when they unveiled the fourth envelope. So then I run in, and I made Carver, my two-year-old, cry because I was yelling, and my wife's yelling at me. She's like, you're scaring him. I'm like, you know, she literally goes, daddy, are you okay? I'm like, I'm fine. Everything's good. It's not a bad yell. So, yeah, and I wasn't the only one. A lot of kids got a little worked up by their parents were yelling and everything. But
we're both scaring children. You and I were both scaring children as well. Yeah, we were
scaring kids. It's what we do. Aaron Hartigan, Fox Sports New Orleans, joining us. You know, here's the thing that is interesting, too. It's so much excitement here, and I'm doing my best. And I know you guys did, you, Nancy, and the rest of your crew, to keep spirits up, to talk about hope, to also try to point why things can be different and will be different. Yet you have clowns in the national media, you know, outside of here. We played Colin Cowherd's, you know, basically saying Zion, go back to Duke, don't go to New Orleans. People saying, you know, he's disappointed it's not New York. Is he even going to want to be here? You have people on social media saying the Pels are going to ruin another star. It's just, it's so misinformed, and it's so easy to find info with Google, Aaron. The Chris Paul situation, the Anthony Davis situation are completely different. And going into this situation, it's completely different. It doesn't take more than a pea-sized brain to see that. It's frustrating on our end to hear that.
Well, and I'll tell you where the difference starts. David Griffin. We have a new guy at the top. So I saw a tweet last night saying, and again, you're going to get haters. Trust me. I'm in Dallas right now. I have a lot of people that aren't excited for us right now, and they're loving that, of course. But, you know, I read a tweet saying, you know, New Orleans doesn't deserve this because they wasted the years of Anthony Davis, and here they are again. They get another number one, and they're going to waste him too. Why do you believe that when the guy who, quote-unquote, wasted AD is no longer with us, right? We have a new GM at the top. A guy who has already brought us plenty of luck, as he did Cleveland, I'm thinking it's a new regime, so you really can't dive into the past and how things were done before and what it was pre Zion, because you have a new GM, you're going to have a new face, and then you question whether Anthony Davis wants to stay and play alongside that face, you know, the new one. From what I'm hearing, David Griffin's going to meet with him and Rich Paul, of course. And to those who are quick to want to get rid of Anthony Davis because of last year, I am a bit more forgiving. If one of the top five players in the world would like to stay and play alongside a generational type talent in Zion Williamson, I am all for it. I am standing with open arms welcoming him back. I'm not sure if that's the route we're going to go. But I like to think we are just turning a brand new page. We're like ripping out the old pages. We're just getting rid of them all together. We're not even flipping it. We're ripping them out. This is a new, fresh start, and we're going to have the same Drew Holiday. and that is a beautiful thing. And I could not be more excited for Alvin Gentry with all he's been through. How about the ticket sales rep? All the years, all the hard work they had to put into trying to sell tickets with what we were putting on the floor. So many in this organization, no more deserving for this, Gus. I mean, I couldn't be happy for Gail Benson and just the entire organization. This is a great fresh start.
You know, Aaron, one of the things as well as we look forward to, and it's something that we put on Twitter today and we're taking phone calls, what's the next step? What do you do? So many options. just in this studio, there's differing opinions. Sharif, you say Celtics. I go Knicks. Give me the number three pick. Jordan, our intern's kind of like what you just said. Let's see if we can bring back Anthony Davis. We've gotten a phone call earlier that had a three-team trade. So everyone's a general manager. That's the beauty of what's going on here. I think the one constant I think you can speak to a little bit more on this because of the work that you did post-game, Drew Holiday. The fact that he was one of the first to call both Coach Gentry and David Griffin yesterday about his excitement. The fact that in the final presser, you know, when he met with the media, saying he wants to be here, he wants to be in the decision-making process. I've been trying to explain how good that is for a guy like Zion to come in. There's a vet who's going to be the leader. He's got the locker room. You can just be you, you know, because there's going to be so much pressure and so much attention to you. And having a Drew Holiday, I mean, how impressive was he the last 2 months of the season?
Oh, listen, Drew Holiday is just a guy. He plays the game the right way, and he goes about his preparation for the game and his daily, his everyday life the right way. And what better model for a young, again, generational-type talent for Zion Williamson than Drew Holiday? And, you know, and we've, how many times have we seen top picks or, you know, just lottery picks in general go to organizations without some sort of, like, veteran presence? And they're lost because, again, they're 18, 19, 20-year-old kids making millions out the, and it, you know, they're trying to figure out how to mature as a person and as a professional, and that's tough. And, you know, I don't know, Anthony Davis, like, I don't think he didn't have that. He did not have that sort of veteran leadership right away. I mean, he admitted he had to figure a lot of that out on his own. The fact that Zion would be coming in already with a staple like Drew Holiday, who is so beloved and well-respected across the league, and having that guy, you know, put his wing around him, so pun very much intended there, and show him the way, that brings me comfort to know that we have Drew in that locker room helping develop him, seeing that. And would you admit that, like, it was kind of difficult to watch AD have to kind of try to figure it out on his own? I mean, it took him a while to kind of realize who he was and how good he was, and who he should be without someone kind of helping him within the locker room. I mean, Monty could only do so much, and of course the front office can only do so much, but you hope to see that development progress quicker for a guy like Zion.
Yeah, no doubt. I think one of the things, too, is just, you know, having that relationship with Gentry and Griffin, Sharif, and seeing it's just different. It's just different than it was in the past, you know?
I enjoyed them hugging it out. That was awesome.
Listen, you saw that in Alvin's reaction last night.
Yeah.
I had never seen Alvin react that way with anyone in this organization. I mean, you can just tell he and David are so tight already, and there's just this great there's so much you can say. I mean, chemistry, it's hard to explain, and it's hard to put a finger on how exactly it works. But when it's there, it is palpable.
Well,
and you were already feeling that.
One of the things that stood out, and I remember it's right after that we asked for Nancy's number because it was the rant after a game in which I think it was, as a matter of fact, the Knicks. You know, where she's like, you got to show up. You got to have effort. You got to want to go play. They go out and sightsee the day before. And I think that's the one thing that I love about what likely will be the newest Pelican in face of this franchise to an extent, Zion Williamson. All anybody did nationally was critique or question why he would ever step foot again in a Duke jersey. And all the kid kept telling everybody was, well, it's because I love to play basketball and I love my teammates and I didn't want to let them down. So what if I get injured? I can get injured anytime. That said so much to me. That's why I'm not really too worried about days like today where Colin Coward and all these other people are saying, don't go to New Orleans, go back to Duke. I think he's like, stop it, man. I can't do that. So that's the things that I think, you know, make me excited. We saw him face adversity. We saw him get told, don't play, and he didn't.
Listen, you're about to be the face of an NBA organization in the snap of a finger with millions in your bank account. Like, at what point would you consider going back to Duke
The same people that said don't play anymore at Duke are now telling me to go back to Duke.
Don't you love blowhards trying to get clicks? Like, hey, I love it. Hey, I guess we're talking about him, so they're doing something right. But listen, hey, and again, that goes back to Drew. I feel comfortable having a guy like Drew there to kind of keep his head, keep him grounded, keep him focused, because this is going to be a marketing circus, and we are going to love every second of it. We are going to eat it up.
But something tells me, Aaron, that first game of the season, you're going to be at the Smoothie King Center. Something just tells me that you will be on location for that first game of the year. No doubt.
Listen. I just left the workout. I need a Hail Mary from Old Saints now, and I'm going to need one then. I'm going to need to keep them coming because this celebration is going to continue. And I will just say lastly, again, going back to, when Anthony Davis stepped foot in this organization, he didn't have at the top a guy willing to kind of put the right pieces around him.
Mm-hmm.
Zion Williamson will have that in David Griffin. I cannot tell you how excited I am that he is overseeing things, and I just feel great about the direction of this. And listen, you and I are benefiting from this too, my friend. How many radio shows have you had to sit here and find something, to pull something out of the air to talk about, or at least been positive? And you as well, my friend, deserve this more than anyone too.
Thank you, Aaron. Look, I like I said, I can't wait till you come down here, and you feel free if you want to come by in the summer and hang out with us in the studio. We'll put you on.
Well, listen, when are we getting Zion into the Big Easy to show him how to correctly crack a CrossFit?
Well, June 21st, right? June 20th, Thursday night's the draft. So I'm already thinking this. I've already put out on social media Cam Jordan, Michael Thomas, Alvin Kamara, guys that have embraced the culture with the Saints. Go ahead and take him to dinner Friday night, June 21st. So, he'll be here probably that weekend. We could probably sneak in, try to go hang out over there.
Right, that is the rite of passage. He's got to know how to correctly consume a crawfish here. I love that Sean Payton's already ready to steal the
Sean Payton wants to use him as a tight end. But look, that's the point. And I like that, obviously. It was funny because Jordan was like, is that a bad thing? National media going to think he wants to do football? I'm like, no, it's actually a nice thing. Because they're embracing him. They're seeing that he's that kind of a physical freak. That, man, we could use him as well. If anything, I thought it was a way of Sean Payton welcoming.
And he brings the personality. I was talking to Seth Sabalas about this. Seth's biggest knock on AD was that he's a quieter guy. He's more reserved. He's not really outward, at least on social media. He said, Zion, man, he brings the personality. He is going to be marketable in that realm, that sense. And so that's what I'm looking forward to, as well as just him being that face and that personality for this city. And as well as anyone, this city is going to wrap their – I mean, he said he's going to shock the world. I think we're going to shock him with how just warm and welcoming and how loyal this city is.
Aaron. If he can just put his phone down and get through the next couple of days where everyone tells him, how horrible of a move this is going to be, once he gets here, he'll get it. He'll be fine.
Listen, when he sees that check, I have no doubt in my mind.
The check. Exactly. The check will help, too.
First flight to New Orleans. Okay?
Exactly. Thank you, Aaron.
I'm looking forward to it.
Appreciate it, as always. I'm Aaron Hartigan, @ I'm Aaron Hartigan. It's a way to follow her on Twitter, Aaron Hartigan, and, of course, joins us probably. We'll talk draft night. We'll talk around draft day. Sounds good, Aaron.
Done.
All right. There you go. Thank you, Aaron. Appreciate it. Quick break. We come back. More from your phone calls, 800-998-1003. She touched on something. I'm just going to keep doing this from here on out. David Griffin, general manager of where before?
I believe you, Cleveland Cavaliers.
Who was on the Cleveland Cavaliers?
LeBron.
Is he the biggest, probably prima donna, like diva? And I don't mean that in a bad way. Meaning that he literally had to. When you have him, you're changing rosters.
Yeah,
you're not trading for a player. The guy traded for starting lineups. Did he win a championship with him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so he made him happy, right?
Yeah.
LeBron was upset when Griffin was gone, right?
Yep.
Okay. That's the guy now in charge of Zion. Why would you ever, Colin Cowherd, or any of these other idiots say that it's going to be mismanaged? If he could manage LeBron James and Rich Paul and bring them a championship, now the same guy's going to mess this guy up? You're an idiot. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you.
Hi, I'm Brad. Brett Chesson, a certified athletic trainer and manager of Terrebonne Generals Community Sports Institute. Did you know that TGMC provides certified athletic trainers to high schools in Terrebonne Parish free of charge? The partnership between TGMC and all seven high schools in Terrebonne Parish allows student athletes to receive education, prevention, and care measures at school during practices and games. It's just another way that we're caring for our community. TGMC Community Sports Institute. Just look for the neon yellow. For more information, go to TGMC.com.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Graduation is the end of the beginning of a lifetime of learning. You worked hard to get your diploma. May you achieve the things you hope for, and always remember to dream big and reach far. From State Senator Gary Smith, representing District 19, wishing you every success in the future.
Regaining its resonance with your average sports fan, it invariably shoots itself in the foot, and this is a real opportunity.
Download this and every edition of The Sporting Life on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.
Looking to build a deck? Think Trex is out of your price range? Well, now you should take a second look at the number one name in outdoor living. Because the latest decking from Trex is engineered for the DIYer and priced to put the pressure on treated lumber. Plus, it comes with a 25-year fade and stain warranty. And that's something wood can't promise. So if you want to bring the superior performance and durability of Trex to your backyard, visit Trex.com for deck plans and to order samples.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the sports hangover with Gus Kattengill.
800-998-1003. Trey, we'll get your opinion here at the top of the hour. Got about 2 minutes to the top of the hour break. Sharif Oshak in studio with me as well. The excitement level is palpable all around the city. Graf, at some point in the 2 o'clock hour, I think he's going to yell. You think he's going to yell?
No, he'd be pretty calm.
By the way, you know, there's Duke blood in that family. So,
Oh, yeah.
Needless to say, if they got two Dukies around here, eesh. Craig from Dulac, what you got?
Hey, guys, look, I'm just telling you right now, if I can get Kevin Knox and Mitchell Robinson from the Knicks, I mean, both guys with a lot of upside there. The number three pick in the draft this year, yep, who's going to be R.J. Barrett. Coming out of high school, Barrett was actually rated higher than Zion in a lot of circles, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then ask for the Knicks number one pick next year also, which could very well be in the top four again. I mean, I'm jumping all over that deal. And then we'll get him to take Solomon's Hill contract too, you know.
Again,
I'm jumping all over that.
I'm trying to convince Sharif. He still says Boston. My problem is I think if I'm Danny Ainge and I want to be competitive, I can't give you the guys that you want if Kyrie leaves. Even if I get Anthony Davis, who's playing with them, there's no promise he's signing long-term. That's B. C, reports already came out. AD says I would sign a long-term deal with the Knicks. So he's already saying, oh, I'll sign. I'll sign my long-term contract with the Knicks. That's the biggest problem with another team outside that is not the Knicks, Sharif, is that you got to be convinced he's going to stay.
And I think you hit the nail on the head earlier. I think the Knicks are desperate right now to make some sort
of
a splash.
Yeah, have you watched social media?
We got them hook, line, and sinker. Yeah, you know, I think we got them hook, line, and sinker, and I think we can get what we want. So, yeah, Knicks all the way on that deal.
With that being said, if they have them hook, line, and sinker, guess what that means? Leverage. And now you have the games going on.
Oh,
you think the Celtics are saying, we're out of this? I guarantee you Danny Ainge isn't going to go away quietly. He'll give away Jason Tatum.
Here's the other thing that puts in play, too.
The Pelicans have leverage, man. I'm telling you that.
I wouldn't be surprised if Memphis trades out of that second spot.
I mean, they'd have to get... Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What if you do get some? I mean, like, I wonder if Memphis now is looking at going, hey, anybody want Ja? Anybody want RJ Barrett?
Could be Phoenix.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm just saying. So that's why I think if I'm the Pels, look, and I'd be fine if I get that third pick and RJ Barrett goes, I have no problem with Ja Morant and Zion Williamson. doing the new Crescent City connection, you know. For, and then Drew can be his two. He can be the shooting guard. I mean, I got no problem if Ja is what you have to take at number three.
Who's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I'm just got no problem
you know
with
I'm a big fan.
Thank you, Craig, for the phone call. Cajun Goat will come to you out of the top of the hour break. The Graph, Trey as well. Don't go anywhere. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.